What's your reaction to how things turned out?
I am very, very pleased. How could anyone be less happy than I am, I guess you'd say, because that doesn't make good sense either. But I'm really pleased. We were outspent 2-3-1, and we're in the runoff. And it just goes to a bunch of good folks wanting to help me, because there's no way I could have done it on my own. I had no paid staff, all volunteers, and a lot of friends.
And the work, and the work's not done yet.
And the work, no, the work's not done yet. But we have we're in it, and we're in it to win.
So, what do you think has got you to this point?
About 50-something years of living here in this community and being a part of it, and having a lot of friends. Being I was a Republican when it wasn't cool. I had people call me that I did not know that said, "I'm going to vote for you." One of the reasons I think was that I never ran anything negative, and I think that was part of it. You know, when you've been here this long, people know you, and I'm fortunate.
And folks can pretty well size you up after being around as long as you have.
Well, I tell everybody that my father told me a long time ago. He said, "You know, a lot of good people go to Austin, very few return." And my motto is, "I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go over there the way I am, and I'm going to come home the same way I am." And I truly believe in representative government. I believe in talking to people who are concerned about government and trying to come to some kind of an understanding of the issue that doesn't just come from the bureaucracy itself, but from the people.
It's going to be a fairly short turnaround, you know, whether it's the 13th or the 17th or whenever the governor decides to hold the runoff election. There's not a lot of time to do additional campaigning, so what are you going to focus on?
Well, you know, we're going to focus on what we've been doing all along. We're going to be talking about the same issues. We're going to talk about integrity in office. We're going to talk about immigration and how we solve that, and that it is a problem, and the bigger problem may be the drug cartels and the violence along the border. We're going to talk about all those kinds of things. We're going to talk about funding education. And we're just going to keep working the same way we've been working. I'm going to meet with my campaign strategist tomorrow, and we're going to start mapping out a quick roadmap and how we're going to go about it. And we don't have much time. We're going to have to raise some more money. That's not particularly a fun job. I hate asking people for money more than anything I do, but If we want representative government, we have to have the help. I can't buy this election. I don't think anybody can. So I've had more support from more local people than anybody in the race, and I appreciate it very much. And that's what I'm going to work on is raising some more local support.
Voter turnout, albeit under 20%, people tell me that that's pretty good for a constitutional election cycle, but there still seems to be an awful lot of people out there who haven't voted yet. How are you going to try to attract them to get involved?
You know, I don't know what we do. I don't understand why people don't take an interest in government and vote. I have been interested all my life, and I'm interested in good government, and I think people ought to vote. If I knew the answer to getting people to vote, I think I'd be a miracle maker. Just going to talk about the issues, try to get out to people that will vote. I'm going to try to turn out the people that voted for me today, and hopefully get them out one more time. And if we do that and pick up some of the support of the folks that didn't get into the runoff, well, then I think we're in good shape.
Have I missed anything?
Gosh, Bill, I don't know. I'm a rookie. I'm just a guy that really believes in what I'm doing. I have no preconceived notions. I have no axes to grind. I'm not going to be running for another elected office. I'm not running for the Senate. I'm not running for Congress. I'm going to go over there and do this thing for 8 to 10 years, and then it'll be somebody else's turn. I'm not running for it for a retirement program either. I just believe that we need to have some small business people over there. I think small business people are the background of the employment in this state and the nation, as far as that's concerned. And that's what I am, and that's what I believe in. And I believe in representative government. I just want to repeat that as many times as I can, because I think it's important. I've told people all along that if there are issues come up in agriculture, I have friends in agriculture, I'm going to call them and talk to them. I have friends that are in the construction business. When there's a construction issue, I want to talk to my friends in construction issue. And I'll talk to anybody else that calls me. I'll talk to you anytime you call me. I'll return your call. That's what we're supposed to do as elected officials, and I'll be doing it.